here in Blacktown on 702 ABC Radio Sydney. Now, we've got some of the team here from the Blacktown Youth Services Association. Good morning to Tony Lukic and Ben. Hello.
Hi.
So nice to have you here. Tell us about the Blacktown Youth Services Association. Whereabouts are you based?
We're just on the other side of Blacktown here. We're on 15 First Avenue.
Yep.
And we've been around since 1988, and long time, served a lot of the youth that came through Blacktown.
We've just been hearing about what a young population it is here relative to the rest of Sydney. So, I mean, 450,000 people live in this local government area. There's a lot of youth to serve.
Yeah, and I believe that around 70,000% of the young people, 70,000 young people in Blacktown live in low socioeconomic, or come from a low socioeconomic background.
And a huge different array of cultures within that. Very multicultural.
We'll just take a moment. We may have slightly lost the broadcast. I'm not quite sure what's going on. We'll just take a moment for the tech side of things to sort itself out. No, I think we're still on air. Just I can't hear the mic, so excuse me. The joy of live radio here at this giant festival. There we go. Now that's actually working. I hear what I'm doing. So, sorry, you were saying, Ben?
Yeah, so something around 70,000 young people in the Blacktown LGA.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's a huge number. They come from low socioeconomic backgrounds. And so then what we see is all the rippling effects of that. Homelessness, AOD problems, school disengagement, employment disengagement.
Can you unpack AOD problems for me?
So it's alcohol and other drugs.
Right.
Which is a pretty big
problem in Blacktown. Certainly is. We see it every day.
Yeah.
You can walk through the streets there, not only through the service. It's everywhere.
So a lot of these young people access our service. Yeah.
Absolutely. So 70,000 to serve, and you're getting the people, like I guess many people in most need.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like we have two distinct cohorts that we get. We get a lot of young people who present to us in crisis. So we deal with those, and then we have a lot of younger school kids come in.
Yeah.
And so with this, we've changed up our approach a bit to focus on early intervention and preventing issues.
Yeah.
As opposed to just treating the issues that present.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So as with healthcare models, getting in early is a good way to do things. Yeah. How does that work in practice? What does that look like?
Well, this is where our programs come in.
Yeah, please. Talk us through it.
One that I'm very passionate about, which is Tea with Tones. So we sit down every Tuesday, 3 o'clock. Any young person between 12 to 24, that's our age group, can come in and just enjoy a cup of tea. If you don't like tea, you can have a cup of coffee. You can
have
a soft drink, doesn't matter. And just fresh homemade desserts. So we sit down, we'll just have a chat. And it's just that getting to know the young person and getting them to open up and us understand them and their issues and them feeling comfortable coming to us and saying, hey, Tony, hey, Ben, hey, Britt, hey, Patricia, I've got these issues. Can you help me with it?
That must be a really nice form of interface rather than something a bit more structured and traditional.
Absolutely, and that's what we find. Ben can probably talk about the structure, which they're not traditionally liking the school setting.
If you're wondering what's happening, we've got the Maltese Concert Band in full flight behind us here on the main stage of the Blacktown City Festival, having quite a serious conversation about some of the challenges while enormous joy radiates from the main stage. But we wanted to make sure we covered the full spectrum of the community here, Ben.
Yeah, and so with our programs, we have a music studio with a producer.
Fantastic.
So he teaches all kinds of songwriting, music production. We have the live instruments.
Yeah.
We have a photo studio that coincides with that. So we do like an artist development program.
What a good idea.
Yeah. And so we do stuff like they record the music. We teach them to express themselves. Even the development of a biography. It helps young people understand themselves. It helps them to market themselves, right? Understand who I am as a person, which is important, especially if we look at how social development of young people.
Mm.
One of the biggest issues with young people, one of the driving forces of disengagement is not understanding your place, right? Social development.
Yeah.
Young people are trying to find themselves and integrate into a wider community. So that the music studio and that program really helps. And then we have Fully Sig. So that's job support. And what that does, it looks at stuff that traditionally is not looked at, stuff like behavioral expectations of employment, mm-hmm. interpersonal relationships. Some of this stuff isn't factored in when there's like job support, right? But if you don't know how to behave in a workplace, you're not going to...
Yeah, and I guess there are things that some of us might take for granted. Maybe we learnt it in our family settings or maybe through work experience at school, whatever it might be. I can imagine, if you don't have that background, our workplace would be a very strange environment to wander into. Yeah.
So we take a very holistic approach. So we hold their hand throughout the whole process. And although they'll never admit it, there's a lot of fear. You can imagine first job or a job that you're not familiar with, and it's just getting them comfortable with what their next steps are, and that's we hold their hand through that process.
So that's a real full spectrum of services, all the way from the crisis, the immediate need, in the hour of need, to then coming through with a path to ongoing employment and a brighter future than might have otherwise been possible.
Yeah,
all that costs money.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. How does that work?
Well, it doesn't at the moment. So we're always looking for funding. We desperately need support from the government and the locals to help us help the young people of Blacktown.
We've got Tony and Ben here from the Blacktown Youth Services Association. Yeah. So you're clearly, a non-government organisation marking in and helping people in need.
Correct. We believe there's a tender going out in 2026 from DCJ, and we just have to survive until then, because there's going to be a lot of kids on the street, homeless, hungry. We provide food not only to the young people but to the community. So all that without money, we're going to shut our doors and everyone's going to be hungry and homeless and support.
Do keep us, we're here today, but do keep us posted on how that goes, because we don't want to just sort of fly in and fly out again.
Absolutely.
During the outside broadcast.
Actually, just to tack on to what Tony's saying, so the number of young people we get is, it's quite high. I think we have around 300 or so registered over the last 2 years, which is a huge number.
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah. So you come into our cottage, young people come into the cottage. We have the kitchen that's fully stocked with food. Take what you want, take what you need. We have a room full of everything anyone can need, clothes, any necessities. It's all there. It's all open.
It really makes sense to me that getting in early makes a big difference. I think that'd really be a pretty compelling argument. Just finally, talk us through the makeovers program, because this sounds like, one of those things where there's an interesting metaphor at play, but also I can imagine it make a real difference.
It certainly does. We just, the young people come in, whether it's man, young girl, young boy, we just do them up. We give them an opportunity to look their best, present however they want, whether it's a trans woman, trans man, or just young girl, boy, it doesn't matter. And it gives them confidence.
All right. So, the idea for the makeovers program. So it's like, when you're getting ready with your friends, whether it's your mates, whether it's your girlfriends, whoever.
Sure.
And you're getting dressed up and everyone's looking good, they're feeling good, right? That's a very powerful moment.
Yeah.
So we took that and we wanted to take that and kind of encapsulate that into a program. How can we replicate that feeling, and how can we then add on to that to create...
What an interesting idea. So it's not just the physical, but perhaps the attitudinal, the emotional, the optimism, perhaps. Yeah.
And it's that connection, and that's where we can build a rapport with the young people, and it gives them confidence to come to us and say, it's just a bridge to get to the issues, the core issues, so they can talk to us and we can deal with it.
Starts the connection, and I can imagine, looking at yourself in the mirror, you might see a version of yourself you haven't even seen before.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? Like, we kind of say makeup is a luxury, right? And we say that, but... We live in a very superficial world. Right?
Oh, yeah.
We have to admit that.
Like, I'm on Instagram. I see it.
Right? So then if you look at, if you're exposed to social media and these highly filtered processed photos and you're comparing yourself, you know what I mean? And then...
Yeah, so then, we know that's really bad for self-esteem. There are lots of studies showing that. Yeah.
It's not reality.
Yeah, it's highly curated, and maybe you're giving people some insight into the way social media actually works too.
Coming up, we have a few programs coming up, including media literacy.
Oh, what a good idea.
Yeah, kind of breaking down all that stuff, even looking at reliable sources of information.
Yeah, look, that's something I reckon might well feature in all kind of school education as well as decoding some of this sort of stuff. Yeah. Look, it sounds like an incredible range of services that you provide. Thank you very much for telling us about it. I feel like we've had a mini tea with Tones.
Oh, well, you're invited to the real one.
Thank
you're welcome
you.
To come.
There you go. So that's Tony Lukic and Ben Horn from the Blacktown Youth Services Association. So nice to meet you. Please do keep in touch with us.
Will do. Thank you for having us.
It is 702 ABC Radio Sydney.
Saturday Breakfast with Dom Knight.
Live from the Blacktown City Festival.
On 702 ABC Radio Sydney.
We're just hearing this. Their support armies come along as well. Someone's texted in, how do we donate? Just before you go, someone's texted in, how do we donate to this youth organisation?
And I'm going to start crying, Tom. You're going to have to take
over. You're welcome to go on our website, www.bysa.org.au, and there's a donate button there.
Thanks very much, Tony. So nice to meet you both. Have a lovely Saturday here at the Blacktown City Festival. Now,